Our next speaker represents the Jewish Socialist Group, a campaigning organisation which fights for freedom and equality against racism, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, and for an open, democratic and equal society. I give you Julia Bard.
Inviting me to speak this afternoon. Racism and fascism manifest themselves in attacks on the streets and discrimination at work, through the covert violence of state institutions, in the distortions of the school curriculum, in personal remarks and exclusion from debates, opportunities and power. We need to fight racism in all its manifestations, and we do. But in a general election, we really need to illuminate the discrimination which is so commonplace that people see it as natural and immutable. As well as being a member of the Jewish Socialist Group, I'm also a Labour Party activist. In the JSG, we have long experience of fighting for progressive ideas and against reactionary politics on several fronts at once. In the Jewish world, we face institutions like the Board of Deputies. They try to smother internal debate so they can claim to speak for a community that is actually diverse and conflicted in terms of class, ethnicity, cultural heritage, religious orthodoxy, and political views. This isn't new. Jews everywhere and throughout history have had trouble with their political leaders. In the wider world, anti-Semitism has never gone away. And now anti-Semites are more confident than they have ever been since the war. That's true in Britain, across Europe, in the Americas and beyond. And it goes hand in hand with the normalisation of other forms of racism. Since 2015, our community leaders have focused their attention on the Labour Party, tainting it with accusations of anti-Semitism, which, where it exists, as it does in some cases, is almost always confronted immediately. I wouldn't presume to speak for the Board of Deputies, but I can't imagine that they really think that the Labour Party is the wellspring of British anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism has certainly remained unreconstructed in the upper echelons of British society, along with the old colonial racism and hatred of the working class. And with Johnson in charge, they express these with increasing confidence. But instead of taking on the racist Tories, the Board of Deputies and our other so-called leaders accuse Labour of anti-Semitism, a charge designed to undermine the left, but which also makes the frightening and rising anti-Semitism that has been discussed throughout this conference more difficult to detect and more difficult to challenge. The chance to elect a Corbyn-led government is a one-off opportunity to make profound changes. As a delegate at this year's Labour Party conference, I heard speakers from every background and every corner of Britain and indeed the world. We heard policy after policy debated and announced, radical policies in the original sense of the word, of getting to the root of discrimination, inequality, injustice, in challenging the foundations on which racism and bigotry rest, and in overturning the discrimination built into the system, building council housing, rescuing our NHS from speculators, creating a national education service, reversing legal aid cuts. These are just some of the really radical policies that were announced a couple of weeks ago. Labour's new Green Deal is pivotal because it affects us individually, in our communities, across society and internationally. It acknowledges the responsibility of industrialised countries for wreaking environmental destruction, causing floods and famines, turning oil-rich territories into war zones, poisoning land and burning down forests in the pursuit of profits. And it recognises that the poorest communities everywhere are paying a deadly price. Climate change is starving people, driving them from their homes, killing them in wars. Migrants are not the cause of low wages. And I hope I'm not preempting you, but as Mark Sawatka said at the Labour Party conference, we welcome migrants. We want them to be in our safe. Murdered or drowned. And that's why a key element in Labour's policy is that all the green technologies we develop to create jobs and generate power and nurture the land, we will share with, not sell to, countries that have been colonised and exploited. Colonisation. International peace, solidarity and justice. And that's what we have to tell people on the doorsteps and in all our campaigns.